Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Coming up next week at North Carolina Shakespeare Festival on Friday night, March 30th at 8 o'clock, it's Duke Ellington's Such Sweet Thunder, an evening of the legendary Duke Ellington's music inspired by works of Shakespeare at the International Ballroom of the International Home Furnishing Center, 201 East Green Street in High Point. The performance features Grammy-nominated bassist and Duke University professor John Brown and his 15-piece big band. Ticket prices include ballroom seating, tabled hors d'oeuvres, beer and wine, and a wonderful evening of music you won't soon forget. You'll find information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. In the meantime, here's an encore presentation of my interview with NC Shakes and Festival Stage Executive Director Will Elder. Back in September 2011, Will dropped by WFDD shortly after taking the reins of his new post.
A lot of schools have had very strong development programs for years, but I think a lot of other arts and culture nonprofits haven't had the resources or really even needed the resources as bad until more recent times because of a lot of state budget cuts and people were just cutting back in general due to the economy. And so I think that it's shining a big spotlight on the void of large development offices in the arts and culture organizations.
I appreciate that comparison. I'm being here on Wake Forest campus. The template's there for, it seems like, a lot of nonprofits now.
Right. And that's what we're doing at the North Carolina Shakespeare Festival and Festival Stage, is we're implementing a true development program. We're actually working right now on selecting the right software for us and hiring the appropriate staff so that we can put all of the processes and procedures in place so that we can have some real success and approach true sustainability for our companies.
Speaking of that that toolkit of background you have, what aspect of what you've done in the past or personality trait do you think you'll be drawing on most in this position to move the organization forward?
Well, and so you've got to be a people person. There are no strangers type of person. And I'm the kind of guy that loves to talk to everybody. In my last job, I would sell memberships while I was filling up with gas in the gas station. Everywhere I go, I'm talking about what I'm doing and what our company's doing. So when I had dinner the other night here in Winston-Salem, I was telling the person I was sitting next to about Festival Stage and the great season we're going to have. And so I think I'll be relying a lot on just people skills. And then as far as experience goes, the experience that I had at Macaulay School was just paramount. They do things so well. They have a very large staff. They raise a lot of dollars. You know, we recently completed, right before I left, a $125 million capital campaign. We actually raised $179 million.
And I've always been fascinated with sales, which is apart from what we're doing, but also tied into it, and that aspect of relationship building and the importance of that short-term, mid-term, and long-term. Could you talk me through the fundamentals of that, just the effort it takes to lay that out?
It is about personal relationships and building those, and they do take time. And if I come and talk to you, I might be able to get a nice gift from you, but it may be $500 today, whereas if I work with you over a year or two, I might be able to get a $10,000 gift or a $100,000 gift or a $1 million gift. So it really is building the right relationships and building them well and really caring about those people. Your donors, they understand your interest in them. And I think that's just critical in building the right relationship and finding what they're passionate about and pairing it perfectly with what we're doing.
It's taking that listening thing a step further and really catering what you offer to their personal needs.
Right. And I've always said that I think the best development work is 80% listening and 20% talking. You've got to find what they're really passionate about. And they may love theater, and we hope they do, but their real passion may be children. And we do so much outreach that we pair that with their interest, and then you just have got the perfect formula for support.
Your experience before in the Nashville area was with Botanical Garden and Museum of Art, more recently with gifts at Macaulay School. What's different? What's the same?
Relationships are the same everywhere, or the importance of building relationships, and still that's key. The great thing about Macaulay was that it trained me for capital campaigns, planned giving programs, and really how to implement an office so that when I went to Cheekwood from Macaulay, I could go in and say, all right, this is what we're doing wrong. This is what we've got to do right. This is how we fix it. And then that's what we did. So we went from a year where we struggled to a year where we had a surplus and really did very well. Those two experiences combined have set me up perfectly, I think, to really make an impact at the North Carolina Shakespeare Festival and Festival Stage. Because at Macaulay, I had your basics, your great major gifts, your plan giving. But one of the big things I was missing was the corporate piece. And at Cheekwood, I got to really engage with a lot of corporations and find the best ways and the best routes to go about getting corporate sponsorship and support.
Have you seen any trends looking at the nonprofit landscape and pieces that you feel, oh, they really need this or they really need that?
You know, you've got to have every piece of the puzzle. Mm. And that's your individuals, that's your foundations, that's your corporations. And the big trend that a lot of nonprofits have been dealing with recently is the loss of major bank support. Before the downturn in the economy, a lot of, especially arts and cultural institutions, relied heavily on bank support. In Nashville, we had 75% of our corporate support came from banks, and a lot of that has changed. And so I think it's made people think outside of the box and find other ways to engage other companies.
North Carolina Shakespeare Festival, a real pillar in this community, in the Triad community for decades, since Mr. Silver founding it back in 1977, wow. And now Festival Stage on the horizon. What excites you most about Festival Stage, and what opportunities does that present you in your new role?
You know, Festival Stage is so exciting because it is Winston-Salem's theater company. I mean, we're here for the community, and we want to be a part of this art resurgency here in the city. We were so welcomed last year in our first season and really had a lot of success and want to build on that this year. We've got a fabulous season. We've got a comedy, musical, and a farce. Our first show is The Exact Center of the Universe. It's a wonderful comedy by Joan Vail Thorne. Then we have Oil City Symphony, which is the musical. And following that, in the spring, we have Hatchet Man, which is a great new farce. And we're going to be one of the, I think we're only the fifth or sixth place that's ever done this show, and it had a lot of success off Broadway. Everybody in Winston-Salem is just going to love to come out and see them. They're very engaging shows. They're going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do events and things surrounding that so that it really is about an entire experience. We want people to come out and spend the night with us at Festival Stage.
Great. North Carolina Shakespeare Festival.
This year for North Carolina Shakespeare Festival, we are going to have our fabulous annual Christmas Carol. And the main stage season has kind of been put on hiatus this year to give us an opportunity to really focus on how we're going to come back in a major way next year, doing something new, something exciting. And so there will be more to come on that as we get closer to it.
My thanks to North Carolina Shakespeare Festival Company and Festival Stage Executive Director Will Elder. That interview originally aired in September 2011, shortly after Will began his tenure at NC Shakes. Since then, he's walked it like he just talked it and has helped to bring NC Shakes back to fiscal health. Coming up in April, Will and his team will announce the festival's triumphant return to the main stage. In the meantime, you can see for yourself beginning on Friday night, March 30th at 8, with Duke Ellington's Such Sweet Thunder, an evening of the legendary Duke Ellington's music inspired by works of Shakespeare. It'll be at the International Ballroom of the International Home Furnishing Center on the 11th floor, 201 East Green Street in High Point. The performance features Grammy-nominated bassist and Duke University professor John Brown and his 15-piece big band. The $75 ticket prices include ballroom table seating, table hors d'oeuvres, beer and wine, and a wonderful evening of music you won't soon forget. Then on March 31st, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 in the High Point Library Community Room, North Carolina Shakespeare Festival and Duke University present How to Read a Shakespeare Sonnet. The Mystery Revealed. George Gopin, professor of the practice of rhetoric at Duke, will lead a discussion about Shakespeare's best-known sonnets. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.